All right, so how did you get into music?
How did I get into music? Honestly, I have always been a little bit in the music industry. Like, I'm from Burbank, California, so, like, my dad is a screenwriter, and my mom was a photographer and makeup artist, and I was a model as a kid, and I've always been singing. Like, I wrote my first song when I was 6, and it was fucking horrible, but, no, like, really, really bad.
What was it about?
Christmas, I think. Like, I wrote a song about the presents I wanted.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you get them?
Presents. I didn't get the presents I wanted either. I think it was due to the terrible song. But as I got older, and I was, like, trying to figure out, like, what we all do, especially in LA, what I wanted to do, one of my friends, actually, when I was 23, he wrote me a song, and he, like, made me sing it, and I didn't want to. He made me go and record it. So I recorded my first song when I was 23, which is a little bit late. And then, like, 4 years ago, I had been, like, trying to, like, put a girl group together and try to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I just found this producer that we really clicked. And it's honestly been, like, the last 4 years that I've been doing it professionally, so...
Okay. What's your creative process like? How do you put a song together?
I need a beat. Like, I need music. Like, my guitarist will come over, and he has to play something first for me to, like, I have to hum, get a melody, and then start putting words to it. I don't know how other, like, people write songs. That's how I do it. And then I have literally a pen and paper with me at all times. Can now just, like, think of lyrics and random melodies and write them down and then try to integrate it in the music. So, yeah.
So, considering that, tell us how Voices was put together.
Voices, I actually wrote Voices, like, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my producer had just sent me the beat. And when he sends me his beats, sometimes it'll just be new track, and sometimes he'll put, like, a word. He'll name the song, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it normally has nothing to do with what I write, but for some reason this time it said Voices, and I remember driving, playing it, and I just started singing and thinking about it, because I think I was going through something, clearly, from, I don't even know what I was going through, but yeah, it just kind of flowed out, and then we recorded it, and now it's out!
So yay. I'm sure you know this. I'm sure you've been in this spot before, going to download some music on iTunes or you know, just music in general, even if you're pirating music. You have to make that click to download it, to put it on your phone, to put it on your computer, and it's always a choice. It's like, should I download this? Should I not? I don't know. You know? So let's pretend that you're like Jiminy Cricket, so to speak. You're on someone's shoulder, and you can kind of convince them to download your song. Why do you think that they should download your latest single, Voices?
As Jiminy Cricket would say, I wish I could quote him right now, but I can't. How would I tell people to download it? I feel like I would tell them that nobody really wants to party all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so much fun, amazing, cool music out there right now, and I think my music, I hope, is a different shade to what everybody else is doing and what everybody else is getting,
mm-hmm.
And I think everybody needs that. Everybody needs those depressing songs that are also uplifting, you know? Everybody needs to cry, so I would tell them they should download it because it will surprise them and it will make them think about the voices in their head and make them, like, understand and know that they're not the only people that are the only person that thinks that they're fucking crazy.
So I've heard a couple of your singles, you know, on the computer and stuff, but what are your live performances like? Looking at you now, I mean, your eyebrows are absolutely perfect. You know,
thank you, honey.
You've got beautiful hair, you know.
Thank
so it's
you.
Like, what's your live performance like? Are you dancing? Like, it's all about costumes. Like, what's going on? Like, when you're live, because you've performed in some pretty, like, well known cool places.
I know, just not last night, but the night before, I was at the Troubadour again. Mm-hmm. So That was really fun. I don't have costumes. I don't dance. I don't have any backup singers. It's just me and my band. And it's a full band with the bass, guitar, drums, keyboards. My keyboardist is also a DJ, which is fucking sick. So I can bring that element of hip-hop into my songs like I do in the tracks. But I'm a little bit, like, not as funny, but I'd say a weird mix of, like, Pat Benatar and Bette Midler.
Nice.
Because, like, I make jokes in between my songs, which sometimes doesn't make sense because my songs are really dark. But I'm just, like, I don't want you guys to feel like I'm going to kill myself right now. So there's a lot of drinking involved. There's a lot of yelling, you know. If someone's on their phone, I'll point them out and be like, you, sir, on the phone, put it down. Okay, back to the music. It's just me and the band. It's more about myself and the music. If there's no fluff, basically. And I love fluff, but there's no fluff for me.
So you just mentioned Pat Benatar and Bette Midler. Those are inspirations that any female vocalist would be happy to admit, you know?
Yes.
So what I want you to do is I want you to tell me a couple of influences that you're not so happy to admit. Like artists that you love, but you're like, I like that song. Or it's like Hanson. Okay. Everybody loves Hanson, but nobody admits it. So who are some bands that you like?
I feel like everybody should admit they love Hanson. Hanson's the shit. I don't understand why people don't like this band, but I love Nickelback.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get why some people are like, Nickelback, but I think they're the fucking shit. who else would I be maybe not as proud? I'm proud of I listen to so much shit. Like, I just got the greatest hits of Sade.
Nice.
But then I'll listen to, like, Van Halen. I don't really like it. I didn't like it when Sammy Hagar joined, but that's my own personal whatever.
Yeah.
I'll listen to Marilyn Manson. I listen to NSYNC, Britney Spears, Bjork. There's nobody that I'm like, Honestly, I felt like Nickelback's the only one just because for some reason people don't seem to like them. I don't know.
Okay. What's on your musical bucket list? What are like two or three things that you feel like you absolutely positively have to do before you stop singing?
What do I absolutely have to do before I stop singing musically? I need to go on a world tour.
Mm-hmm.
I did a tour when I was younger off of one song like 5 years ago. I went to Morocco. I did a song, posted it on like some random website, and I got booked to do a 5-month tour in Morocco. So just after that, I was like, oh my God, this is what I want to do, and be in hotels and get free food and drinks and just sing all day. I feel like it's a weird thing to think about because the industry is so polluted with divas and superstars, and there's this uber fame that everyone kind of seems like they're aiming towards, which I don't want to. Like, I don't want people to take my picture. I don't want people to follow me around. I don't want people to know what the fuck I'm doing. I want to be almost like Damien Rice or, you know, Deftones, where it's like, you respect the music, you've heard the name, but you may not know what the person looks like, but I also want to be very rich. So then there's that, like, well, fuck, I don't know. I just want to be happy. I just want to make good music. I want to make music that I can stand behind, and I want to be able to perform it because that's what I really like to do. Like, it's fun being in the studio and writing the songs and stuff, but I really do it so I can perform and sing it and be on stage. So
what's your go-to song? Like, when you wake up in the morning, or like just a song that like will pop into your head randomly, like every day, that you just start singing?
Randomly, it changes all the time because I always buy music, so I'm always buying new music, and it depends on which song is out. A song that I could like listen to and I know all the words and I will make people love it is that song Two Princes.
Oh, by oh my God,
it's not the Spin Doctors.
Yes, it is.
Don't you? Oh, yeah.
Won't you call me baby? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great song. Okay, so what's next? How are you promoting the single?
I'm so bad at this shit, honestly. I really am. Like, I deleted Instagram. I'm thinking about deleting Twitter just because there's this weird thing of, I don't want to sell. I don't want to push. I don't want to be like, hey guys, buy my song, buy my song, buy my song. Because I don't want, or download it or whatever. Like, I don't, that doesn't make me feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. But it's like a necessary evil. Yeah. So, that I'm battling with. I'm just kind of hoping that somebody magically finds it and it gets on the right platform so that I don't have to do it. Nice. But I think that's what we all want, somebody do our job for us. I'm just going to keep retweeting it, basically, and keep performing it, and hopefully something good happens, and keep putting out music. Like, that's all I really can do.